Greetings! North America, South America, Asia, Australia, Africa, Europe, Antarctica, and of course the entire Caribbean diaspora. Thank you all so much for the continued support that you all have been giving me on my podcast, on my YouTube sessions. It has been a whirlwind of an experience. There is no word I can explain the level of gratitude that I have towards the massive that keeps coming back and keeps listening and giving me the support each week. Now, last week we have the conversation as it relates to should woman contribute to dating, and I said that we have to do a part two. So this week we have two soul with us on the podcast today. We have Mr. Buzz and Mr. Paul, two young men from the streets here in the island. I've decided to voice their concern, voice their views as it relates to dating in the island. So I want to hear their views and let us see what we can learn, or probably what we can teach the woman, so that they have an idea of what it is that men really expect when it comes on to dating. So without any further ado, let us jump into the conversation. We have Mr. Buzzer and Paul, you know, and they're going to be sharing their views on the session that we did last week in correlation to why is it that Jamaican women have this mindset that the man is supposed to be the only one that should provide financially in the relationship, even throughout the dating process. Is it a cultural thing, or is it that we need to reculture and re-socialize our Jamaican woman and let them understand that yes, the man should provide, protect and profess, but I think it is a two-way stream and both women should go into a relationship as a partnership. So Mr. Buzzer, what are your views on that statement?
I really believe it's a tradition, but we born come see male component in a sense, rule the home. So me just take it from my father to my grandfather, I come see them at the head of the house. So yes. Even in dating procession, man always try, me believe a man always try to prove to a woman, because not in all cases, you know, but man always try to prove to a woman, say, all right, I may look you so, me I try to yes. do the most. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be, I mean, I think that's a tradition, but most women expect in dating is the man to turn over more than she.
Yes. And do you think it's a Caribbean thing? Like, for example, with my experience, I've dated outside of my race, really. Over a year, I was dating this Caribbean young lady, you know? And I experienced a cultural shock with that experience where she was, you know, assisting as it relates to throughout the dating process. She would, I'm not saying that I'm expecting a woman to buy me gift and stuff like that, but I was shocked when she, you know, purchase something for me, because with my own experience, I am dating or Jamaican woman, I've never had that before, you know, up until that point. So Mr. Buzzer said it's not a cultural thing, it's just that it's tradition, huh? Yeah. It's coming from our grandparents.
Yeah, footprint, some of the
because you have some women still in it. Some of them may go 50-50 with the money. Mm. Some go 50-50 with the money. But they have some now agree, say if a man start talk to them and them say, you know, say me I gonna bring you out. Then start the motor and then start looking at you and say, you know, say yeah, me not coming, but me not have no dress to wear. Me not have none of this, me not have none of that. So more time, some man do some things to test some woman, you know.
Yeah.
So, oh, article them is, you know.
Yeah.
Because you have some man who just want this, I say, them see, alright, them see a man in my work, I think, you know. I just grab up and everything.
Yeah, grabbing
them. Then now I look, say, the man go 50 and them go 50. Maybe say 50, even say go 25%, that is alright.
Yeah, yeah.
But each time, like, right now still, like up on Valentine's Day and them stuff.
Yeah.
Man, always buy a woman gift. A couple.
Very rare you find that woman.
Yes. Because I buy a man a gift for Valentine's
Day. Listen to me. Yeah. I'm gonna say this. I have the hook.
Yeah.
Over the years, when Valentine's Day is me put over, me has a pass over the gift.
Yeah.
If you reach a point now, my girlfriend can say, listen, enough of this gift, listen, sir.
Yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I mean, he was frightened. The last Valentine's Day gone. Mama, wait. I lay in my bed.
Yeah.
Can I give come give me a heart try? So wait, come from. Yeah, me what? Alright. The first come on the door now. Man, I'm gonna say it this way.
Yeah.
The first come on the door. This is a friend of me know. So when she turn up, I see her gift in her hand. So I said,
oh, yeah, gift.
She get it from early.
Yeah.
Me never know what I give.
Yeah.
So when she not door me, about to open the door, me go coffee my girlfriend and I say, hey, what me do? To your friend now. She say, my friend. So you're a friend to me say, yeah, but me say, you go open the door. That to me say, she have a gift in her hand.
Yeah.
You go open the door.
Mm-hmm.
When she open the door, she just think about it and say, I know you come to, you know, and your man come to.
Yeah.
And it's me get a gift.
Yeah.
Right now, like, I'm going to send my house.
Yes.
Because my friend nobody give car. I never get a Valentine's gift, never ever found nobody at all. So that was surprising.
Yeah.
I think over the years of me, I just give so.
Yeah, but one day, they must can give to.
Yeah.
But I'm what I'm saying is, it's not every woman stay that way still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so woman with right through them, give a gift, you know.
Yeah.
They just go up on the road and say, I'm looking nice. Things, I'm looking nice, small things, and just buy it. And I say, you know, something like that, and thing like that for our husband. And
yeah, and it's not about saying, complaining, it's just that being that it's something you notice. You're with someone and you're building with someone. In my own opinion, I believe, you know, even though, Paul, you said, even the woman can even contribute 25 and then the guy contribute 75. Mm-hmm. But I would say 100-100, both of us should be in it. 100-100, yes. You know,
you
emotionally, financially, all of us should be in it 100-100. Because if we are dating and we decided, yes, we are a committed partner, whether it be that we are married, whether it be that we are a common law couple, you know, if we are in it 100-100, I think that the mindset would change, you know, where both of us say, okay, then I'm going to support him or she's going to support me,
yeah,
in all aspects. But I don't know what is happening, you know, but I think there's a shift now with the millennials and the Gen Z where people aren't timid to have the conversation. Because I was even shocked when I raised the conversation last week on the podcast, and other woman too was saying to me, yes, it is like that. And because I have this young lady and she was saying to me, it is true, Ashan. I remember in my college here, a lot of years going to school, and I went in taxi going to college, and you would hear the woman have those conversations, and men were saying that, oh, I'm sending this girl through school with my taxi thing. Mm-hmm. And if she was saying that this girl and I are friends, and she's thinking of moving on to a different guy, yes, after this taxi guy sent her through college and all of those expensive and stuff like that. And I was saying to her that, we don't want to speak the truth, but I think that some of these love affairs, violence that, yeah, are happening, like, in the island, yes, as a, yeah, that is contributed to it as well.
90%
real. Watch out. What do you mean, come somewhere, man?
Yeah.
Just meet a friend, a girl on Facebook, just text me and say hi, and I say hi.
Yeah.
And then after that, I notice she start texting me on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And then she tell me that she in electronics thing, so mm-hmm. She gone overseas and did some business.
Yeah.
So. I text her already back and say, you know, rich, you know, rich back at Jamaica yet? She said to me, she's supposed to come tomorrow.
Yeah.
She's supposed to come tomorrow. So I say, okay, but she said that to me now. She comes up, man. She texts me and say, she want the woman. So that the woman texts me back.
Mm-hmm.
And I said she want to come back home. But she wants $200.
Yes.
So I say, no, man, say, but she don't know me. I mean, I know her.
Yeah.
And she started telling me, that's all, like, it's a scam, because she tell me, say, if me can send $200 to Western Union,
yeah,
whatever, to her.
Oh, okay.
And I say to her, I say, text her and say, will you help her?
Yeah.
If me can text her, if me can send $200 come here, $200 US.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell her, say, like, For real,
that was
for real, because I didn't even know her full name as yet.
Okay.
And she didn't know my full name.
So you say it's an exploiting situation in that, yes, concept. But Paul and Saboza, in your views though, like for me, and being that I was heavily influenced by my granddad, you know, so I have a traditional and a modern mindset when it comes down to dating. Mm-hmm. So I always feel that like the first two dates, you understand? I am not expecting the woman to pay, yes, period, you, yes, understand? But as we go along, we're on our third date, you know, our fourth date, she can initiate to contribute of as course. It relates. And especially if she said, okay, then let's go to this place. Obviously you like this place, you know? You are invited me out. Why am I to pay? I want to know your views, Mr. Buzzer. Do you think that she should contribute to as it relates throughout the dating process? Or...
Of course. She should.
Yes, ma'am, of course. Yes, ma'am, that's quite so much.
Well, whatever we are going through, it's a benefit both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So,
she
no
should.
For she to
contribute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She must meet halfway
as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Indeed, for real. And especially when it be to financial as well, because last night I was having this conversation too at the barbershop, and the men, this young man, he raised the point that in Jamaica, the woman, we love our Jamaican woman, I'm not, these are just some social nuances in the culture that we have to speak about if we want to evolve as a society, you know. And the young man was saying that here in the island, the Jamaican woman, and it doesn't matter the socio-economical background, mm-hmm, they associate sex with financial, meaning that if once you and the woman are together and you are sexually active, she's expected you to be responsible for the nails, the hair, the rent and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
So have you ever had an experience like that, Paul?
No, not really, still, because, you know, I said, I'm a youth, I'm a run tax, so I know the street.
Yeah.
I'm used to do things. But no, I cannot change my life, no, and go for a different kind of way, you understand?
Yes.
Just go and stick with one girl, and it's more easy to sell it. Well, all right, so far and thing, but as well as you know, but this woman thing, you know, just, some of them, just through them see, the type of work you do and them look at something sweet things, say you can't afford certain things.
Yeah.
But then they know the bills behind
the lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
That is true.
Yeah,
but it was a good conversation because I like to keep it short, so you can tell them Paul and Buzzer.
Yes, don't forget that you can subscribe to our podcast on all the major podcasting platforms from Spotify, Google Cast, Apple Cast, Apple Podcasts, and basically all the major podcasting platforms that are out there. You name it. You can find Yashani Thomas and Varnished Veracity podcast on where we keep it real, we keep it authentic. It's all about our unvarnished veracity at all times. And remember, when the intention to quit is at its closest, success is at its nearest. Hence, it's our responsibility to stand firm, trust in God, and never give up. And remember, join us next week for part 3 when we have some woman on the session to voice their concern on this said topic. Because we want to keep it really fair. We want to hear both sides. We want to hear the woman's side. We also want to hear the men's side. So next week is time for the woman. Stay safe, stay blessed, and remember, you have greatness in you. I love you all.